get the rest. You get the angles, and I'll get the rest. You come down to this. Shag rug struck dumb in the presence. Polyester turns from my jacket, rub the skin thin, break down in a diner. Then I pay the bill. Well, you get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You get the ankles and I'll get the wrist. You'll come down to this.
Expecting that song to end quite so quick. Hey everybody, it's Thursday. Welcome to Thursday.
Hello.
Riff's here. It's not Thursday, it's Monday.
Oh yeah.
Why am I always wrong about what day it is?
Well, we haven't done Monday shows for a while.
That's true. We, today was like a Monday for me, because it was the first day I've been to work after a long, long time.
Yeah. I actually read some relevant stuff on our wiki today.
Did you?
Yeah, and thought about things that I might write.
Well, looks like we both got some work done. let's see. I had almost logged into the game before the song ended. Anything exciting happened since the last time we were on the radio?
Not that I can think of.
I've been doing nothing but moving. Carrying things from one house to another and then unpacking things in another house. And killing scorpions.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, the new house is, like, just infested.
Great.
Yeah. Like, nah, it was fucked up. I've seen... There's been six of them so far, and two of them were dead. One of them, like, long dead. Like, it was dried out and all powdery. And I found one last night that was just laying there dead, but still totally squishy. So I think either the cat killed it without doing a lot of damage, visibly, or the pesticide, like, the stuff that the exterminator used after the first day when we were like, we should have an exterminator come in here, maybe finally did the trick. But, yeah, it was messed up.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Scorpions.
And I was reading on Wikipedia about scorpions.
Cats are nasty, but they'll poison you.
Yeah. I was reading about scorpions on Wikipedia because this was reassuring. The cat was looking at something in a little corner in the kitchen. And I was like, what is the cat looking at? And I looked down, and it is a baby scorpion. Like it could stretch out and fit entirely on a dime.
Whoa.
This tiny, tiny little baby scorpion. And I'm like, okay, well, a scorpion had babies. Let's go to Wikipedia and see how many babies a scorpion has.
Oh, shit.
And it's 2 to 100 plus. It's quite a spread. And my wife was like, well, so we should just be on the lookout for 1 to 99 plus more baby scorpions. Also, it turns out there's only one dangerous kind of scorpion in North America.
Yeah.
And it's this kind.
Awesome.
Yep. All the others are just like, you know, a slight nuisance if you get stung. But this one has some interesting side effects. It's not like, they're not like life-threatening, but they apparently cause uncontrollable neck, head, and eye spasms.
Oh my god.
I'll make you a better dancer.
yeah, I don't I don't think I'd be able to sleep in that house.
You know,
there
hadn't been any upstairs, so okay. I think that it would be. I mean, a scorpion. These scorpions, because they live in trees, right? They can get upstairs, but I don't know why they would.
Hmm.
And also, supposedly the exterminator said that scorpions are pretty tough to kill with pesticides, but they. What is very easy to kill with pesticides are the crickets and cockroaches that scorpions eat.
Huh.
So getting rid of those eventually kills all your scorpions.
Dang, I hope so.
Yeah, no, it's, I really don't like scorpions. Yeah, there were a couple black widows outside too. The house sat empty. The people didn't really. It was sold because of a divorce, and so it just had the wife sort of not taking care of it for like 6 months while it was on the market, and then. It sat empty for like 2 months in between her leaving and us moving in while we were in San Diego. So it's like I guess, you know, you don't get a lot of scorpions in places where you actually live and move around, and especially where you have cats, because cats just kill them left and right.
So are the cats not in danger from the poison?
Apparently not. Apparently, cats' skins are so thick that it's.
Huh.
It's very difficult for the scorpion's stinger to actually get purchase.
Hmm.
And, I don't know, the pretentious artist's fiance said that she had a cat that got stung, like, in the lip by one, and she just described it as funny. Like, the cat's lip just swelled up all huge, but I don't know, I mean, there's really nothing we can do. I had never seen a scorpion until there was suddenly one in my old house, like, a couple months ago, and then we moved to this place, and it's like, somebody must have heard me saying I'd never seen a scorpion before, and it's trying to,
you've
lived in Arizona for 15 years, and you've never seen a scorpion? Well, we got some catching up to do. And then they just, maybe somebody's got a scorpion catapult aimed at the chimney. We should get one of those.
Yeah.
People that piss us off.
I don't want to be the one that has to load it, though.
Man, you could set the scorpions on fire. Just be okay. Demelidi wrote a while back, question, how about something like a trade proposal for someone who has you ignored in chat and call it an apology and only allow it to be done once per ignore? I don't know that we would want to create some really convoluted system for people to sort of, you know, petition against being put on somebody's ignore.
Plus, so. I mean, wouldn't that make it immediately obvious that someone has ignored you?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
You might not know.
Yeah. I always wonder about that. Like, I mean, you can find out if you try and PM them, right?
Yeah.
It'll tell you, but, Frankenbeans wrote, is it known that the disco bleeding combos cancel each other out when used back-to-back? Is the idea that stabbing someone in the face seals the wound or something? Well, if you're going to stab somebody in the face, you need to, you know, you'll quickly, like, put some Neosporin and a Band-Aid on their face to cover up the old wound so that your new stab wound will look nicer.
Because that's important. You want a clean puncture.
Rigo1 says, are we ever going to know the source of the Sorcerer's and Postomancer's magic? The source of their magic is just the nature of space-time. They've just learned to cook so well that they're cooking the fundamental forces of the universe.
That's right.
Duff Killigan says, why can't I put stuff from Hanks into my display case? I'm very upset about this, and I'm going to tell on you if you don't fix it. We just don't like writing code that lets things go in and out of Hanks, because it's dangerous code to write. Any code that moves items around is another potential for items to be duped. And if you were listening last week when I described the way our inventory system works, you can see why that is. It's just. I don't know. A lot of it is because I don't know that I really conceived of Hanks as a place where most of your stuff would be most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really did not... I did not ever imagine that people would want to do back-to-back Sub-Ronin Ascension runs. Turns out they do. But, you know... I always kind of imagined, and you know, this is just because I'm super naive, that people would, you know, do a nice slow run, gather in resources to do a speed run. You know, they would have a nice slow lead in. And, you know, except in hardcore. I guess I imagined that in hardcore. You know, but, you know, I guess I kind of didn't expect the kind of people who would want to be in hardcore all the time to be the kind of people who cared about their display case.
Yeah.
You know. Turns out we're just too many things to too many people. And, it means we have to make everything far more interoperable than we want to. Enter the Wumpus says, it's a trap! Mr. Christmas Tree says, the tattoo for the Bounty Hunter Hunter outfit blows. It ought to be more interesting, especially for how much work goes into acquiring it. Somehow I had hoped it would be the skull from Boba Fett's shoulder armor. What kind of skull was that on Boba Fett's?
I don't even recall it.
It could be a Wookiee pelt.
We can just use the furry fur.
I guess I could just draw a bigger version of the Boba Fett helmet.
Yeah.
Omega Tank says, the suggestion for Blue Suede Shoes making a reference to Khaz Rogal was because he's a World of Warcraft raid boss that actually drops some caster's boots called Blue Suede Shoes. I see. Club Sealer says, could the apply to this clan checkbox be placed on the top of the clan page instead of the bottom? Huge clan pages take a while to load. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that you're going to want to apply to clans frequently or quickly enough that would be an issue. But, I mean, I can see that maybe putting it in both places on especially long pages. Pussy Willow says, the Sisters of Our Lady of Perpetual Indecision have been saying, I'm almost there, for the past 20 adventures. Can we please have a public display counter to see how much we actually have? I assume that there's an actual limit that's being kept track of somewhere. Yeah, I mean, I don't... I don't know that I want you to be able to see under the hood in that particular case, you know? People who are really trying to play optimally, you know, are going to have to wait for somebody who figures out exactly what you need to do, which I'm sure somebody already has, and then, you know, somebody could write a Grease Monkey script to tell you how much meat you've collected. And then you'd know. The random one says, I don't know if this has been discussed already, but what kind of programming snafu caused the day of free lovin'? It was a... It was the autocell nerf that did it. Zangetsu, stop it. It was going in and changing the code in the gift shop for the autocell nerf, changing all those prices. It's for some reason there was just a typo, and the way that the code inserts the Valentine into the gift shop is really janky, and it's a pain in the ass to deal with. And, you know, no, it didn't have to change for a long, long time, but then when I did have to change it, it was also me working on code that Xenophobe wrote, so we're always more likely to screw stuff up when we do that. Fusilliban points out that some people whitelist around because, hey, they're the whitelists. People say
they're whitelisted around.
Anika Ju says, post-war flies / around the world availability in various configurations, please. Done! I went forward in time by 3 days. Did it, went back in time to answer this question, and then came back forward. I didn't actually go back in time. I did, however, go forward in time 3 days, since 3 days ago. It's this trick that I've learned. Creamy Ass says, the Lich in the Niche adventure should have some shading on the backside of the Lich's skull part, because otherwise it looks more like a mysterious circle than the back of a skull. That's just what the backs of skulls look like. I guess I could put, like, a crack in it.
Or a little sign that says this is the back of his skull.
Right. He knows his way around the crypt like the back of his skull.
Yeah.
And Naked Juice says, plus max HP does have a use. It's extremely crucial to basementing. Ow. No. Okay. Dive Vernon says, you said you were going to change the black armament's tattoo to just a big hand-drawn damn, Gina. Please do this. It would be the best tattoo in the game. While you're at it, please make the dreidel not function on Saturdays. I keep forgetting about that.
I also like the idea of making the image for the Crossroads trophy be a hand-drawn, broken image.
Yeah, I did that.
Actually. Did you actually? Yeah, that's awesome.
Today. I used Carl Dark's avatar that where he requested the same thing. Although I put it on a loving cup, not a. That's not just a. LOTE says, hey, why can't you equip the Staff of Fats to play pool with the Ghost in Spooky Raven? I know you already have another Q, but still, well, it's not a it's not an actual pool Q anymore. Fats had built a pool Q onto it. It was a much smaller staff that went on the inside of a pool cue, even though it looks like a pool cue.
It could just be that the Staff of Fats is way too powerful for your mortal pool playing.
Yeah,
abilities.
It's soul bound to a saturated
fats. Yeah.
Shakan says, is there ever going to be a food eating version of the Hobo Familiar? There could be, and then Keanu Reeves could yell at it and call it a food eater. Like in The River's Edge. Did you ever see The River's Edge?
No.
He yells at his stepdad and calls him a food eater. We talked about doing a food version of the Hobo, but one problem with that is that because of the availability of fortune cookies and mug cakes, there is far less cost associated with finding sort of infinite food than there is infinite booze. So we basically were like, if we did it, it would have to have a fullness limit.
Or it could be like a gourmet and refuse to eat anything lower than a certain.
I guess that's true. That makes it considerably less useful.
No.
Rickett made a no-pick picture frame sitting on top of a trophy base for the trophy. I don't know why that took so long. I started working on it like a week ago, and I thought that I had done it. But I went and looked on my computer in the office, and I guess I hadn't even saved it, much less saved it and uploaded it. Dr. Van Mojo says, why is the enchanted leopard print barbell inferior to canned air when the former is much, much more difficult to get and has a higher level rec? Well, I don't know. I don't remember. Ask Hot Stuff. He's the one who made all that stuff up. OMG Lol Nub says, why doesn't Who Am Bashy work? I just keep forgetting to put that in. And then he says, OMG Lol Nub is the proud bearer of a Mr. Accessory. Woot! Thank you, Jack and Scully, for the great game. Oh, nobody thanks Riff.
I get thanked and cursed for the level 11 quest in roughly equal proportions.
You don't get thanked in the gleam of every child's eye who plays this game.
Maybe.
Will the Warrior says, have you ever thought of making an item of the month familiar with the abilities of both a sombrero and a volleyball? Pretty cheap, but pretty awesome. I mean, like, sombrero plus volleyball would just be retarded at being what that is. Hotsy says, what's next? Turquoise Thursday? I see. Was that, they called that Pink Sunday?
Yeah, or Tuesday, or whatever it happened.
Luckily, to. Like, if the Valentines had been auto-sellable, that would have really been a big deal.
Yeah.
That probably would have required some sort of database rollback, because no fucking way am I letting Black Sunday happen again. Arago says, I was zoning out during work, and I kind of awoke to an annoying gay man saying, dildo staff. I'm not quite sure of the context, but could you implement the dildo staff as
where
the
do you work?
Maybe he works at a dildo. So he is actually part of the dildo staff.
I see, yeah. I see.
The Gunrun says, "Hi guys, what would you do if you liked a girl but then found out that one of your close friends liked her too? Your friend doesn't know you like her."
Thunderdome. Two men enter, one man leaves.
two men enter. Yeah, you could just see if she was into that kind of thing. Also, bros before hoes, the gun run. No, ain't no bitch worth ruining a friendship over. I don't know. That's what they say. Preeny Queezer says. What?
Rappers. That's what they say.
Yeah. Preeny Queezer says, "You know, the yeast beast really ought to drop fermenting powder, particularly considering fermenting powder is yeast, after all." Well, yeast is slow fermenting powder. The fermenting powder in the game is magic fast fermenting powder.
That's right. It's like that stuff you get in Sea Monkey kits that makes them grow all fast. Except it's for yeast and has the yeast. I'm going to stop now. Go on to the next question.
Did you ever get sea monkeys?
No. I considered it recently, but I didn't.
They're just like little shrimps, aren't they?
Yeah.
You could end up...
They're like specially genetically bred shrimp, though. They're not like the standard variety of brine shrimp. They actually bred specific
ones that could survive
sea
being dried out.
Shrimp. Yeah, huh. Or something.
That's such a weird thing. Duff Killigan says, "You should have a trophy for people who get ultra rare drops, so they can prove to people that they got it, even if they sell it or don't have it on." That would really irritate people who were wanting to get all the trophies, because, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, the trophies are all, with a couple of exceptions, for things that you can do on purpose. Occasional JD says, "Whoa, Jick's favorite song off Nevermind is my favorite song off Nevermind, and Kurt Cobain's favorite song off Nevermind." Well, good. And Nathrird says, "Why aren't the Bad Moon skills permeable?" Because we didn't want to design them such that they were okay in the context of the game as a whole.
Because of the weird stuff they do that kind of overlaps with each other?
Yeah, that and just, you know, they do some sort of big positive things that it wouldn't be okay if every person playing in hardcore had all those skills.
Hmm.
You know. Passives are pretty valuable. Because, you know, once you've gotten them, there's no more cost associated with them, so...
Did that thing get fixed where the one, it was like Pride or something, was causing one fullness food to give two adventures, even though it's supposed to be a adventure reduction from food?
I don't know.
I mentioned it in dev chat a couple days ago, and
I actually need
somebody said that it had been posted in the forum like a week ago.
I need to read the dev chat archives, but I don't know if anybody listening knows about that and can confirm that it's there. I could take a look at it even if you don't do that, but still. Baree says, "Please make the orchard guy recognize you no matter what you're wearing after you kill the worms. The other NPCs would be nice too." All that logic in there is already totally convoluted. I mean, they will start recognizing you no matter what you're wearing after the war is over, and that's how it's going to stay. Blizzbob says, "Fortune cookies are still giving information on finding Spooky Raven Manor after you've already found it. Fix that. I'd fix it myself, but I can't." Yeah, I'll have to look at that. The fortune cookie logic is also very convoluted.
Yeah.
But... I mean, each individual piece of it is just a single line of code, so, yeah, I'll take a look. JDef says, "When using the Crackstone Sphere, the action uses the incorrect pronoun. The shockwave throws he to the ground, causing 8 damage." Of course, that's obviously supposed to be the shockwave throws she to the ground, causing 8 damage. I got a K-mail from Scully about that, like, 2 weeks ago, and then I fixed it this morning. Of course, I fixed a bunch of little grammatical douche-ups in Fight.
Cool.
And Grammatical Douche-ups is the name of my new band. Hey, hey, we're the Grammatical Douche-ups. People say we Grammatical Douche-up around. The Rum says, Jake, are you going to get Castlevania, the Dracula X Chronicles when it's released? If you haven't heard of it, it's going to be on PSP. It includes a completely redone version of Dracula X Rondo of Blood. In addition, there's a retooled version of the Symphony of the Night unlockable, with better voice acting and additional content. These are widely regarded as the two best games in the series, so current opinion is the game is going to be awesome. It's supposedly coming out in October. Yeah, I'll probably pick it up. And,
I would pick it up if it wasn't PSP.
Yeah, I'll have to scrape the barnacles off my PSP, because I've been keeping it in the ocean. actually, I'm going to have to go to the ocean and get it first.
Yeah.
Shakan says, when will the idea be implemented that the Jew hat only needs to be in the inventory for its buff increase to work? Well, probably not ever. Iluro Dragon says, you can still use a drum machine when falling down drunk. Fug of Beecher. That's a, I don't know. It was unintentional, but I don't really regard it as a bug so much as, you know, just an unintentional thing that happened.
Well, it does let you, doesn't that let you fight while you're drunk?
Yeah.
Although, I guess for it to be really abusable, you'd have to have an unlimited number of drum machines.
And an unlimited number of turns, also. I mean, yeah. You know, unless you overdrink and have 200 turns, there's never a case where you couldn't just use the turns tomorrow.
Yeah.
You could use them on a stat day, I guess. The Rum says, have the Feelies been selling well? All news about them kind of died after they were put in the store, so I'm curious. I feel like we're selling
pretty well.
One or two a week.
Yeah,
I
mean, something like that.
There was a big burst of them that went out when they first became available, obviously. And we sold a handful at Comic-Con, I think. And turns out Zly was right about the number of those we should have taken versus the number I thought we should take. you know, I'm sure that we'll sell some at Con. Okay, well, Con is shaping up to be fantabulous. Got the mini-bosses confirmed for the concert.
Sweet.
And that's exciting.
I was worried about that, considering that I'd put them on the flyer without knowing for sure.
Yeah, I went and watched... oh, man. Everybody, you've gotta watch... Somebody sent in a question to Radio Bugbear about this a while back, but I had never heard of it. Trapped in the Closet is this... R. Kelly made this, sort of... soap opera that he narrates and does all the voices for as an R&B, sorry, it's a hip hopera, my wife says. She's more familiar with those people's culture than I am. And it's just, the thing is, you could describe it as like unintentionally hilarious, but I'm pretty sure that all of the people involved in the project except R. Kelly were trying to make it funny. But yeah, man, I'm told that it's on YouTube. I'm told that you can watch it on YouTube. But Aaron from the Minibuses had the DVD, and we went over to a place and watched it, and it was and then we watched it again with the commentary on, and the commentary is just R. Kelly sitting in a chair watching it and occasionally like laughing and occasionally turning to the camera and telling you know. Now, you may not have noticed this. You might have been so into the story that you just sort of weren't paying attention to the fact that the whole thing rhymes. It's rhymes all the way through it. Oh, neat. And then there's a part where this midget like falls down and he's like, yeah, we put that in there for some comic relief. Oh, I see.
Fantastic.
One of the lines is, he continued to roughhouse the midget like as if the midget was under attack. I know, it is some brilliant-ass songwriting. I mean, you might have thought that the only thing that R. Kelly did well was, you know, pissing on underage girls, but no?
I think that must be this generation's Beowulf.
Probably. Or at the very least, this generation's Charles in Charge. We don't have a whole lot of questions.
Somebody suggested to me that another option for the food hobo would be just to disallow it from eating things that are sold in NPC stores.
Yeah, that's a little... fakey, kind of, you know.
Fakey, but I don't know. We could probably come up with a way to explain it.
Saucerer says, why does the Beerapult not have any hit messages? Such fertile comedy ground. I don't know. I always forget when I create new weapons that somebody has to do attack text for them. And what we need is a little report that sort of yells at us on the GM utilities when there are weapons with no attack text, so that we can go in and do that. Istanbul says, idea, how about having the combine items interface have the drop-down menus set up beside one another instead of one atop the other, as long as the window is wide enough? I've often gone to click an item at the bottom of that menu only to accidentally switch windows and such. There's not really any good way to tell whether the window's wide enough from where we're standing, and there's no way to make it sort of gracefully do either, as far as I know. I don't know. Someone else says, what are your thoughts on Phantom Hourglass coming out soon? I don't know what Phantom Hourglass is.
Phantom Hourglass. I feel like that's something I should know what it is.
Oh, yeah?
That's the new DS Zelda game.
Oh, yeah?
I think.
Oh, so it's like a Wind Waker style. I had never seen anything about that until last night I saw something.
I have to see if I can pre-order it off Amazon.
I see. It is, in fact, a sequel to the Wind Waker set several months after its events. I wonder if it's going to be good, unlike the Wind Waker.
Wind Waker, I mean, I didn't play it myself, but I've watched a lot of various other people playing it. And it seemed like it was pretty cool, except for the fact that it had that huge section in the middle where nothing happened.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was neat. And I really liked the art style.
Oh, yeah, no. I really enjoyed a lot of aspects of it. But yeah. It's like, hey, you know, we ran out of ideas at the end, so let's just send you on this retarded, time-consuming scavenger hunt. And also the fact that, like, you know, the bulk of the geography in the game was like water instead of.
Didn't like Miyamoto or whoever's in charge of those publicly admit that sucked?
Yeah, a couple years later, he sort of apologized for you know releasing it in kind of an unfinished state.
Amazon does have it for pre-order. Click.
Novanite21 says, do you think there could be any way you could make Wangs untinkerable so that we could pull them for free while in hardcore to use them on those that deserve it? Enter the Wumpus says, why is a can of breath spray an equipable item? It seems more like it should be a usable one. Or is it one of those never-ending cans I keep hearing about? Never-ending soda, he says. That was him, not me. I was about to sing that, but then I realized that he had actually sung it in this private message before I got the chance to. Well, the obvious answer is that it predated sort of usable items like that. Maybe it didn't, though. Maybe it didn't predate, like, the magicalness in a can or whatever. But yeah, the idea was basically that it was on a lanyard and it had an infinite amount. Because, I mean, it's a can of breath spray from, you know, antiquity.
Yeah.
So it's
not just any breath spray, it's Sneaky Pete's breath spray, man.
It's actually a spray that makes your breath smell like Sneaky Pete's breath. not breath spray that he used.
But his breath was naturally minty.
It was. Does the pretentious artist tell you how to change your tattoo when you get your first one from him? If not, he should. Otherwise, people don't really have any idea of what to do with them. That's maybe not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And then, any chance of the airship getting a few non-combat adventures? Final Fantasy seems like such an unopened treasure trove. That's already got that one where you find that chest.
Yeah. I kind of feel like if we put more non-combats in there, we're going to get a lot of vocal pissed-offness. Because it's one of the few where people don't seem to be annoyed by constant non-combats when they want to fight a bunch of monsters.
Yeah. He Who Knows Not says, my question or statement is that I would like to know I would like to know if it would be possible to place an erase command in the recent store activity section of the mall. This area is used frequently by the / gamers, and it's difficult to have to scroll through all the numerous listings that build up. I mean, that table gets purged at rollover, and doing selective deletes out of that table is really expensive in terms of the database. So it would probably, while you were in the process of erasing that history, it would just sort of seize up the entire mall, and that's not desirable. Dear Sire says, when fighting monsters while using minor ray of something, I keep doing %DMG damage. I noticed this previously with the Ragamuffin Imp. What is, or more to the point, how much is %DMG? Zangetsu, get off the damn computer. %DMG means that the process damage function got called with zero damage somehow, which it shouldn't be the case that anything produces zero damage. Everything should floor out of one, but I'll look at the code for minor ray of something. You mind if we do a couple of song breaks instead of just one?
Sure.
One now and then one in another 40 minutes or so, and then
sounds good.
All right. How about some more soul coughing? All right, we'll see you kids in 7 minutes. Or 8.
Get on to the bus. That's gonna take you back. Get onto the bus. That's gonna make you stop going rubber dub. Get onto the bus. That's gonna take you back to Beelzebub. Get onto the bus. That's gonna make you stop going rubber dub. Your words burn the air.
Oh. zip and I wake up. Zoom zip. Zoom zip and I wake up. Zoom zip. I like a noise gate, the number 8 frustrate, and I roll to the floor. Roots of the fruits of the core of a spheroid embedded in my skull. The round, the zero, the symbol of null and void. A woman toyed with the concept of vitamin B12. The synapse feeds itself on a nutrient contained in sunlight. The blink, the lid, the fight, the snap open. A zoom zip and I wake up. A zoom zip. A zoom zip and I wake up. A zoom zip. A zoom zip and I wake up. A zoom zip. A zoom zip and I wake up. A zoom zip.
Oh man, we're back. And you know what else is true?
What is that?
We sound very deep. It's Zen, man.
Now we're back to normal. I love that this program will do that. It'll just make us sound like big giant black dudes. And then we can be like,
you mean
no,
we're
sorry.
Not?
You're not allowed to go into this nightclub. Or, I don't know. Dear Sire, I looked at the stream source code, and I cannot figure out why it's doing what you said it was doing. So, if you can give me a way to duplicate that problem, then I'd like to know it so that I can figure out what set of circumstances is causing that zero damage thing. Yeah. Cramusep says, why is my plastic pumpkin bucket giving me stench attacks against the armored sweat lodge? Oh, I don't know. Is stench no good against sleaze? I don't remember if the pumpkin bucket
armored sweat lodge would be stench type, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right, not sleeves. I guess I had those mixed up.
Unless the armored sweat lodge is not stench. Oh, you know what's probably happening is it's breaking because it's also physically resistant. Partially physically resistant. Well, shit. There's, I think, just something wrong with the changes that I made to that code, so I really need to sort of sit down at some point other than right now and look at that in more depth. O'Grady says, have you ever seen the movie The Gods Must Be Crazy? The empty cola bottle needs a reference. I remember seeing...
That it's direct reference.
Oh, is it?
At least once, yeah. Oh. That can't beat the evil thing adventure where the... Where the Murloc hits you on the head with one, throwing it off the top of the cliff. Because that's how the dude got rid of the Coke bottle in The Gods Must Be Crazy. And also the Coke bottle was referred to as the evil thing in Gods Must Be Crazy.
I see. I have never actually seen it.
I saw it ages ago, and I don't really remember much of it. But
Was it good?
That was the basic gist. I remember it being funny.
The Gunrun asks, how old were you when you became a man? I was born a man. He also asks what our favorite The Mini-Bosses song is. I'm going to say...
I don't know.
One time I heard an MP3 of them playing the opening strains of Rygar, and that was probably my favorite.
That's pretty cool.
Thing ever. The beginning of the music from Rygar was so good, the NES Rygar, and that... The rest of the music is okay. And the game itself is kind of okay. Like,
yeah.
It was very ugly, was the problem. Like, there were some interesting things about it, but it just wasn't...
Was there something different between the arcade version and the NES version?
Yeah. I mean, the arcade version was very much just, like, going through levels. It was more of a beat-em-up style thing.
And was the NES one more RPG or something?
I wouldn't call it RPG. There might have been some attacks or some stats that you leveled up, but...
I never got to play the NES version, but I remember reading about it in Nintendo Power and going, what the fuck? That's not the Rygar I know.
It's, I remember you couldn't save in it, right? It was a pretty long game, and you had a limited number of continues. Yeah. And I remember my cousin and I Yeah. My cousin and I beat it. Anyway, and the ending was really disappointing.
Yeah.
It's like you see this door open, and there's some, like, a idyllic meadow behind the door, and that's it.
Great.
And then congratulation or something.
Congratulation.
Like,
yeah,
8 Junome says, how would you feel if 30 years from now your son saves the human race by stopping our son's premature death by nuking its core, but then dies due to the carelessness of an Asian? I always just expect everyone to die due to the carelessness of an Asian.
One way or another.
Yeah.
Either just because of... You know, piano falling off a ledge or something larger, like inventing the robot that eventually goes berserk and makes more robots that annihilate the human race. Pretty much any end-of-the-world scenario, I think, you could probably attribute to an Asian guy at some point.
Or just killing everyone in traffic accidents because they're such bad drivers.
Yeah, yeah.
After narrowly passing the eye exam. That's still the funniest thing that has ever been on television.
What was that?
Just in Drawn Together, the like cartoon internet pig character is super excited because he finds out that the Pokemon doesn't have a driver's license. He's like, it has always been my dream to take an Asian to the DMV for his driver's test. And then they just say, after narrowly passing the eye exam, he then, you know, goes on as a total throwaway, not even like glanced at. And I just, nah. Yeah, that was great. The Rum says, Jick, where did you get your MP3 of the Family Guy version of Rock Lobster? There was this website that had, like, this huge media archive of Family Guy clips that then got destroyed sometime between when I downloaded that and the last time I tried to look for something. Hmm. But just every song that had ever been on Family Guy, you could get an MP3 of there. And I could never find it again, so I'm assuming that it just got taken down. Seal Clubber 4 Life says, hey, can my familiar please sit on top of all my active effects, or are you all still working on it? Thanks, love ya. I don't know that I've actually decided to do that. I'm not... I don't know if it's the kind of thing that really, like, more... I don't know if more people would like it or dislike it, you know? So, yeah. And it's not worth a count menu option, which is normally our answer to things that we're not sure if people would like them or dislike them. A Voltron of Autistic Children says, if a high school in New Jersey did a KOL-themed marching band show, would you drive all the way to New Jersey to see it? No. Nothing would ever get me to New Jersey on purpose. Except maybe a pilgrimage to the birthplace of John Bon Jovi. I've always wanted to do that. If you can put on the concert in the birthplace of John Bon Jovi, find the house where he was born, the one-room house where he was, you know, delivered by a midwife on the same piece of furniture that he sleeps on now.
Next to the coal shovel that he wrote all his math lessons on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I didn't know they had log cabins in Jersey.
He learned how to play the guitar by rolling a hoop with a stick. And, pulling a duck behind him, yeah, and his first pair of tights were made of a burlap sack that his mom had sewn into glam pants.
Yeah. That would suck.
His first motorcycle was actually just a rock.
One of those bicycles where the front wheel is really huge.
Right, yeah. I have to imagine that it would really, really suck to ride one of those bicycles.
You'd be pretty high up.
Yeah, but, I mean, the whole point of that is there wasn't a chain, right? The pedals were just turning the front wheel, and that's why it was so big, because it converted more of your, like, turning motion to forward motion. But
yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, that's kind of terrible. The Nurnug says, if you were forced to amputate one of your limbs, which one would you choose? Maybe a limb from a dead tree in the yard.
Yeah. Can I pick someone else's?
The gun runs typing hand. That implies that the gun run types with one hand.
Yeah.
Which maybe he's just always...
Or the fact that he uses a hand.
Maybe he's always just masturbating to his own radio bugbear messages, so he is always typing with one hand. I'm sorry, the Nurnug. With your clever obfuscation. If the Chinese government asked you to make a Chinese version of KOL, would you do it? I don't know that I would be capable of doing it.
Yeah, especially if they would want it translated into Chinese.
Well, I mean, what else would a Chinese version of...
Well, it might detect how long you've been logged in and force you to log out every so often.
Right. It could give you instructions on how better to drown your daughters. and we'd have to make all the we'd have to rotate all of the hole in the sky monsters 90 degrees on alternating. If you had the ability to cut things in half with your mind, what would you cut in half first? Probably China. So they wouldn't ask me to make a Chinese version of KOL.
Yeah, that's probably true. That would be awesome for cutting sandwiches, though.
Ziggy Zagnut says, is there any way I can transfer my RuneScape inventory into my KOL account? This one guy did on eBay, and I want to, too. I have 2,000 fish I want to bring in. Well, I mean, the fish in KOL are much harder to come by than in RuneScape.
Guy did
you actually.
What on eBay?
I don't know.
Hey, am I on?
Oh, no, I can plug you in, though. I think Xenophone is going to join us by satellite uplink. It's Twilight satellite uplink. Oh, man, how you mine for wires. And we're all plugged in.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Let me make sure that... Let me talk again.
Nah.
All right, they can hear you.
Yeah. I was gone because we had to destroy Gruul the Dragon Killer in World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah? That's what Hot Stuff was doing at the exact same moment.
Oh, wow.
They were also running Gruul. Is it just like a big, like, single outdoor boss or something?
It's
is it
kind of like one. It's an indoor raid instance, but there's, like, two trash pulls and then a boss with five adds, and then three more trash pulls, or no, it's, I think it's like four or five, then Gruul the Dragon Killer. It's a really short instance.
I see.
And, yeah.
I guess plugging in the mic made us all much quieter.
Yeah.
Blah!
We can all talk a little louder. Would that be okay?
Well, I've got the mic volume turned up on the program, and we'll see. That is much better, says, I believe, Albusoon.
So-and-so.
Yeah. So-and-so and whatnot. Yeah. Devonin says, the flaming troll in the valley should be fire elemental. I ought not do full fire damage to something already on fire. Well, that's a different kind of flame. Your hot attacks are more the, like, Liberace kind of flaming than the Ghost Rider kind of flaming. Macaroni the Bent says, is there any way to see what you have in Hanks while in a bad moon run? No. Do you have a timetable for Heartbreaker's Hotel to have adventures? No, I mean, the thing is, it's not like something that we just didn't have time to finish. It's something that we don't know what we're going to put in there until we get a lot more feedback on what bad moon runs are like.
Yeah. I would say we'll probably reevaluate the whole scenario after KOLCon, because after that there will be about 500 bad moon runs done, at least the way I think. And that I figure that's enough data to...
Yeah, it's a good amount of data. It's what I'm more interested in is seeing people do once an individual person has five or six runs under their belt.
Yeah.
See where they're ending up.
The idea behind Heartbreaker's Hotel and pretty much everything in Bad Moon is to offer specific classes ways to rebalance the game such that it's less painful for X class to do a run than it is for Y class.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, based on the testing in dev, I think we were relatively close to begin with, so
yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, there's all sorts of stuff that I did to make it super easy to add in content for individual classes in Bad Moon, or in the Hades zone. So once we get some more data regarding that, we should think about putting in more crap there.
The Lugash says, y'all must implement the Bladder of Steel. Must. I read this interview with this guy who asserted that sort of Skinnerbox-style variable reward schedule mechanisms in games are unethical and should not be used by game designers, because his point was that you're basically tricking people into thinking that your game is fun even though it's not. And
what?
Yeah.
Isn't their entire perception of the game being fun or not mean it's fun or not?
Yeah, but I mean, I guess he thinks it's like a cheap way of exploiting that mechanism in people's brains, right? Like it's not actually fun. It's just like addictive, you know. It's just it's not really satisfying. It's just abusing the satisfaction mechanism. And I don't know that there's any difference between that and things that are actually satisfying. I mean,
yeah.
The difference in his mind is that something that's satisfying also produces something of value. You or something, or makes it such that, you know, your effort has meaning. I think that's probably what he's going for.
But I mean, sort of all games are tricking you into believing that you've earned, that you're good at something, or that you've earned some new skill, like
that,
you've mastered some new technique.
It gets
technique.
Uncomfortably close to the idea that there's some kind of objective fun that can be something defined. Can have. Yeah.
I think philosophers would have a field day with that one, and no one would be right. And then pretty much they would keep talking and talking until their ears bled, and then they would
until our ears bled.
That too, and then we would die. That would not be as good. I wouldn't have fun dying because of that.
Of ear bleeding.
Yeah.
Tentophilius says, what do you plan to do about the adolescents cheating their way through the altar of literacy and plaguing our chat with their incessant babble? Are people cheating their way through the altar of literacy?
They have been for centuries.
As long as it's existed, I'm sure.
Huh.
I don't think there's anything we can do about it, really.
How would you cheat your way through that, though?
Like, you go and look up the answers on a spoiler site.
Oh, well. Huh.
Yep.
I mean, you you know, something to copy and paste the typing line.
Yeah.
Answers to the things.
I've never actually seen anything like that.
I'm sure it exists.
I wonder if it's on the KOL wiki.
It could be. If so, we should go and edit it out.
Oh, someone else just put it back. Information wants to be free.
Your information sucks.
Yeah, there's, you can copy and paste it. Well, but then they don't actually have
the homophone one.
Yeah, they just list it. That's weird.
Maybe that was a mistake, them typing it out. Maybe they didn't
think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Though it's sort of hard to believe, but it is possible.
Huh.
I wonder if that actually stops anyone. Like, I wonder if our literacy test, like, genuinely prevents X% of the population from ever going into chat.
I don't know. Oh, I got an email from Stardock about control two PCs with one mouse and keyboard. Multiplicity Professional is a piece of software that allows you to control. Couldn't you just hook up a KVM switch backwards? Or no, you use wireless keyboards and mice. You get two identical ones with the same receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how the people who five box, wow, what the fuck, do it.
I saw this website that was like multibox.com or something, and Siamese twin prostitute site. Not really. It was different people's rigs for playing with multiple characters. Yeah. I find that concept kind of interesting, but
I did it for a while. I had another World of Warcraft account for a while, so I put it on my laptop and I ran a mage and a priest in World of Warcraft together, leveling them up to about 22. It was kind of fun.
Huh.
It was kind of a different way of engaging your brain while you're playing. I would go around and I would just like run into a bunch of mobs, and then I would frost nova them and just spam arcane explosion, and then my priest would spam heals on my mage.
I see. And you just have them both mapped to keep. Were you typing on the laptop keyboard and?
No, I have a wireless number pad that I would have on one hand, and then I would.
I see. So the same key was hitting both.
No, I had one hand on the desktop keyboard, and then
I see.
I would run and I would start hitting them with the arcane explosion button, and then whenever I would need a heal or a shield or whatever, I would reach over with my right hand and hit the button on the number pad for the heal. And I had it all set up with macros, so I never lost my target and stuff.
Hmm. Well, that's nice.
It was kind of fun. I kind of lost interest in it.
I would imagine that
just sucked to level.
I would imagine it was a lot more interesting to figure out how to do it than it was to actually do it, which is kind of the problem. I feel like just, you know, hiring somebody to play with you and do everything that you tell them to is just, I don't know. I remember reading about, like, you know, like a few years ago, I was like, hey, what's Richard Bartle up to now? And it turns out it was five boxing EverQuest. Playing as a group without actually having to find a group, which I can see the appeal in that, you know.
Yeah, reminds me of the video I watched of this one person who had four mages and one priest, and basically he would go into battlegrounds and hit instant pyroblast on one person, and like four pyroblasts would just rocket across the screen at once,
right?
And hit him.
Hot Stuff was talking about somebody who had five identical gnome warlocks that would just run around.
Yeah,
and as soon as you saw them, you just immediately got hit with like
50
more dots.
More dots now.
Anyway, I don't know that I can do anything about people cheating their way through the Altar of Literacy. He says, also, I think Jick needs a more sucky with suction cups tentacle for this year's con. And then he links to this thing, one size / color fits all. One color fits all.
Is that like farting in color?
I don't believe them. I don't know what farting in color is like.
Metropolitan reference.
I see. Invarial says, is the tiny bust of Palace supposed to give +5 to any familiar's weight? No, that was an oversight. And one that took a long time to find.
Weird. You just didn't, like, mark it as the...
Because when I made it, for some reason, the familiar wasn't showing up in the list when I actually created that item. I don't know if it's because I was, like, editing the familiar but hadn't actually submitted it yet.
Probably.
That, yeah,
yeah,
so
it loads it from the database.
Yeah,
so I'm pretty sure that was how it worked.
Urshat says, can we have a use max button in the use multiple items page? Use max was my favorite command in Salmon Max. You couldn't actually use max. You could click on it.
You could kind of use him.
Oh, man. I don't know that I told our listeners how Steve Purcell totally stole $5 from my wife.
Oh, really?
It was really weird. It was super awkward and uncomfortable, and nobody wanted to say anything about it. Like we went up, and she bought this poster that was $15 and had him sign it, and they were talking, and then we're standing there just waiting for him to give her her change, and he just never did, so we just walked off. Because she was like, I was afraid to ask because I thought maybe, you know, he charged $5 for an autograph or something. Okay. Yeah. He's a weird dude. He was not what I expected.
Yeah.
Istanbul says, how about adding a hint to the subquest needed for the Mega Gem that mentions that if you can't find what you need, you should visit your guild? A new player could easily hunt around for the stew ingredients forever without finding them if he didn't realize that the same guild person had two mini-quests for him.
It's kind of a weird, trying to fit that in.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a fortune cookie might... We could do that kind of logic in a fortune cookie.
Yeah.
The Count of Monte Fisto says, custom hit messages for the bounty hunting rifle, please. Again. Yeah. Same kind of shit we need to... Istanbul says, did the drop rates of Filthworm scent glands get nerfed by a lot? Because where I used to be able to get them through that subquest in one gland chain, now I can load up on item +++ and still have to start over multiple times. It's just RNG. Nothing changed. Foggy says, is there a reason that certain monsters' blocks can do so even if they're incapacitated by entangling noodles, gas balloons, etc.? It seems a little weird that an unconscious opponent can still block me or prevent me from using a spell. Yeah, it's because the blocking code was written way before it was possible to actually stun a monster. The stun code is super janky, too, so making it so that... Also, I feel like those bosses would be even more trivially easy if all of their tricks could be sort of counteracted with a single item or a single skill. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. The Rum says, Jick, I want to get into Negative Land. What album should I get? Escape from Noise.
I like that album.
Hogulus asks me to fix a bunch of things, most of which I fixed today. Except for the entire levels, horizontal rectangles in the pyramid are clickable rather than just the pyramid itself. And the Bounty Hunter outfit tattoo still sucks. And then he points out that the funhouse was accessible via URL injection, which it's not anymore. And then the fastest Bad Moon runs combined leaderboard shouldn't be there, and I got rid of that today. And I fixed the thing that Xenophobe needed me to fix for those leaderboards to start updating, and then I did all that stuff with casual boards and that kind of thing. Not casual boards, casual Ascension records. What was I going to say? I don't know what to do about that whole pyramid thing. I mean, it was definitely just an ease thing. Can you do, like, a server-side image map? Do those degrade gracefully?
I don't know. I'm only vaguely familiar with server-side image maps. When I started getting into HTML, those were being phased out.
I see.
So
I didn't mean server-side. I meant client-side.
Oh, they're pretty much standard on any anything.
Okay. We could give the little skeleton guy the little text when you click on him too, like we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Client side image maps are completely safe.
Right. So you could just count on them working everywhere.
Pretty much. Okay. Even on screen readers, as long as you give like the little rect and circle and polygon things, you can give those alt or whatchamacallit it?
Title tags.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I should do then, because the thing was, you know, I'd never drawn anything that needed to have, like, a trapezoidal zone that you could click on, so I didn't. Yeah. But people waste turns trying to click that skeleton.
Yeah, like the image maps for the lair that I did, like, before I was hired.
Yeah.
Those pretty much work everywhere.
I wondered if, you know, we thought it was okay to do that only because it wasn't at all necessary to
I don't know what was going through your mind. Yeah. We didn't talk as much back then. So.
That's true. Just in general. My tongue hurt all the time, so I didn't talk as much.
Which made it hard for him to type, too.
It's actually these boxing gloves that made it hard.
All right. How do you type with those boxing gloves on?
Hey Idol says, can you put the BHH quest in the quest log? One click to find out what we're looking for instead of three would be nice. It's not really a quest, or is it?
And it's not a quest, but it could be fake.
There's a flag, yeah.
Yeah, if there's a flag,
we could fake it in there, yeah. It would have to have kind of a whole section where it would fake it. It would figure out how many of the items that you had.
Yeah. And, well, huh. It would require some special code in quests. Because right now, all the stuff is handled by the fortune cookie code. And we would have to fake it a little bit to make it work. But
the Deverginizer says, so, as a sorcerer, I just used a reagent potion and got 5 turns of the effect. Any idea why? It's not the first time this run that it's happened, either. Huh.
If you told us which one it was, I could check it.
Yeah, I mean, if you can give us a procedure for actually...
That sounds like something that we just forgot to put in a list.
It could be, yeah.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Another thing I noticed, he says, the secret altar buffs in the Hidden City are not working right. Lost 3 turns, giving a 6 ball to the Bulbasaur one, but then a 2 ball gave me the Squirtle buff from the same altar. I mean, it's possible that there's something wrong with that, but this is the first I've heard.
Well, it may be that not a lot of people know about it.
Oh. I guess that's conceivable. Didn't we test it, though? I thought we did.
I'm pretty sure we
did. I mean, I tried them all out, at least, but I guess... Since that's got the whole rotating randomized thing.
Yeah.
Trek Terp says, do odor extractors work on rare encounters at the hippie frat war battlefield? Well, yeah, but the even if it tried to pick that monster again... Actually, no, they wouldn't, because those are handled by weird super likelies, and not... They're not on the regular monster list, I don't think. Redpot says, what are the chances of the gremlins throwing the tool that you're looking for? That's like 1 in 5 or 1 in 6. Yeah. Ashlyn says, the altar buff bug was noted on the wiki, but when he tried it, it worked correctly for him. So, shrug. Huh, that tentacle is from Gaia Online Store. OMG Monster and Bump Sweatpants. I don't get it. I'm not sure how I feel about fashion.
My general feeling about fashion is that you should wear the clothes that you like rather than the clothes that other people like.
I like pants.
Pants are good. And I'm totally going to spray this cat with a... Okay. I was going to say...
With a spray bottle.
With a spray bottle if he tried to jump over to my desk. But he didn't.
So weird that you keep a spray bottle full of vinegar on your desk.
That's just water. It could be vinegar. It could be malt vinegar. That would be awesome.
Riff eats everything with drowned in malt vinegar.
And black pepper.
The Rum says, I was listening to some of the Fuzzle Faggot Ridge Era radio shows, and you brought up the idea of custom KOL coins, saying there would be something coiny in NS13. I assume this meant the Filthy Lucre. Are there still plans to possibly make some of these? Maybe add them to the next set of feelies? When are we doing the next set of feelies?
I guess if we, when we run out of feely packs now, we could come up with some different stuff to put in one.
I mean, it's going to be a long time before we run out.
Yeah. And but
we could also open them all up, put a Filthy Lucre in, and seal them up again.
We'll need to. I don't know, because we haven't really got... The advantage we had last time is we had room on your tile floor with no furniture on it to put, like, 400 coffee-soaked...
Right.
...sheets of paper. I don't know how we would do that again.
I mean, we could... If it came down to it, we could, like, empty out a bunch of floor space in a garage. You know, it's...
You guys talking about Feely Pack?
Yeah.
Just go and rent a U-Haul place and use the floor space to dry those out.
Rent a U-Haul place?
Like a
mini storage?
Like a self-storage?
Huh.
That'd be
really expensive, though. No. Because like a good size, I mean, like a 5x10 is like $50 a month. Or
plus,
something.
We'd have to haul all the coffee out there and everything.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I think a garage is,
The company already owns a couple of garages, and
or maybe we could get a
those the
get a whole but get a bunch of those stackable shelves or something.
I don't know. Or we could just I know, we soak them in coffee and then just set them on top of each other.
Yeah,
that would not be at all ineffective.
Or hang them on hundreds of clotheslines.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly I just don't want to do that thing again.
Yeah, I mean
it wasn't just the coffee, it was also crumpling them up was such a pain in the butt.
Yeah, that was really hard on the hands after a while. And I don't know, I enjoyed gluing all the little cardboard nublets into the boxes.
Yeah.
That part was fun.
We could come up with a less, like, I don't know,
labor-intensive way to...
Yeah, pick some more, some less labor-intensive stuff. Do, like, not do the, we could do the nautical charts, because those just have to be printed and folded. But find some other things that we can replace the complicated things with.
All right. Well, the Filthy Lucre. That place did custom coins relatively cheaply, as I recall.
When did we get custom coins?
We didn't. There's just a place that does custom coins. And now that we have the Lucre in the game, we have something that we could actually make.
We'll have to come up with what it is on the coin that makes it filthy.
Yeah. I mean, this is
pornography, I would think would work.
Yeah. Porn on the back is what the description implies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You get, like, those coasters that my wife bought in Greece. Did you see those?
No.
They're just these weird coasters with, like, they look like sort of the people on, like, a Greek urn, you know, except they're all just, like, it's each coaster has some different sort of deviant sex act going on.
So you have two stick figures having sex.
That's true. Or, you know, some dumb joke about, it's a dirty picture. It's a picture of a towel that fell in a mud puddle.
That would be sufficiently lame.
Zangetsu.
Cat, what are you doing?
What is best in life? To get off your desk. To stop fucking with your wires. And to let you do the show in peace.
For, out of all the cats I've ever known, he is the least wire fucking around with.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many wires in this place, and
that's
he has to shoot on one of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes, like, when
he's
trying
to be exclusive to headsets.
Yeah. If he's trying to, like, wake me up occasionally, he'll kind of poke around in the back of my computer, and that'll usually piss me off enough to wake up.
I see.
But that's it. Because he knows that that'll piss me off and make me wake up.
And Leroy, my wife's cat, just chews through. He'll just get in the mood to chew headsets in half or wires. Every charger we have for anything has been, I've had to strip it and, like, put it back together with electrical tape to actually get anything charged, because he just loves chewing through little thin wires.
Great.
It is fucking retarded how expensive it is to get another set of iPod headphones.
Really? Why get iPod headphones?
Because I like them. They're really comfortable.
See, I can't deal with the whole earbud thing because my ears are shaped weird or something. I don't know, because they always fall out.
Huh.
I've never been able to keep a pair of earbud headphones in my ears for more than 10 seconds.
Need the ones that have the hook that go on.
Yeah, that would probably help.
I sleep with them in a lot of the time, and I don't have any problem with it at all.
If I move my head just a little bit.
He was moving his head to demonstrate that for the benefit of those of you listening at home.
Which are most of the people listening to this show, I would imagine.
Tutori says, thanks for all the updates. Any plans to do anything about the black pepper? I spent 70-plus turns on that last run. I guess I didn't realize how big of a deal that was going to be. So I don't know. I'll look at it. I wonder, I mean, since that's also part of those, I don't know if anybody even uses those cooking recipes in the level 11 stuff. Did we do the...
I have no idea.
Did we do the walk stuff for level 12? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
Huh. I should look at the cooking recipes. I suddenly feel like there was a big chunk of stuff that I meant to do, but did not do. Recipe.
The Rum says, have you bought the Dr. McNinja booklet or yet? I have, and I must say, it's of the highest quality. I bought it.
Yep, I bought it from the dude at Comic-Con. He drew Dr. McNinja in the front of it.
Yeah, but I bought it from their store, and yeah, I liked it.
Yep.
Dalgar says, can you add the Around the World quest to the quest log so we know our progress in it rather than having to guess? That's a trophy, isn't it?
No. No, it's not. There's...
I thought it was a trophy.
No, wait, yeah. That's just a... there's a consumption trophy for it, but...
Yeah.
The reason that it can't really go in the quest log is because you don't really... It's never done, right? If we put it in the quest log, it would just be there forever.
Yeah, something like that.
Because it's repeatable.
Yeah.
I did finally add that content that Scully wrote for me like a month ago. For having that quest doable after the level 12 quest is done. QOV says, why is it possible to post to channels which one is not monitoring? I don't know.
I mean, does it hurt? I mean, if someone's going to be a jackass like that, it's easy enough to ban them. The ban may not show up in the channel that they're posting to, but it will still whoop their ass like Seabass.
I mean, it would just be, you know, it's just because we don't check, and I don't know if it's worth checking or not. Mike Haru says, there haven't been any new hilarious items in a while. Are there any in the works?
I think there's a couple things floating around. It's just a matter of getting around to it.
I should get you one of those little round chips of wood that says "to it" on it. That's incredibly clever.
It could have a wooden nickel on the other side.
And then if you pasted it to your forehead, you would have a lot of stick-to-itiveness.
You know, if...
Don't you love that word? Mm-hmm. Isn't that word just totally awesome?
You know, if Les Nessman ever quit his job at WKRP in Cincinnati, the station would be in a state of Les Nessmanlessness.
Yeah.
Is that like that that sentence that consists of the word buffalo several times and is a legal English sentence?
Yeah, I forget how many times in a row the word is.
Yeah,
buffalo, 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 buffalo. I think that's how many times you can do
that. That sounds about right. I'm not going to check, but it sounds about right.
Molotov Knight says, so, what's with all the trivial updates today? Are you guys finally past the post-NS13 slump? No, I just finally came back to work. I've been moving for like a week, and I woke up this morning, all my shrimps was dead and gone. Because I left the sea monkeys out, and the cats ate them.
Because cats
by accident. They didn't even know it.
I used to rape sea monkeys when I was a kid.
You used to rape sea monkeys when you were a kid?
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Wow, that's fucked up, dude. I don't know that I would admit that to anyone.
Yeah.
They just kind of explode.
Yeah.
How big are they?
They're very, very, very tiny. They're hard to... Whenever they're first born, you can't see them.
Yeah.
I see.
But once they grow up, they get to about maybe half an inch. No, less than that. No. Maybe a third of an inch.
I see.
Then you can see them mating all the time and taking poops. It's great.
You can actually see them taking poops?
Yeah. Sometimes they'll just be like floating around and they'll have this big turd hanging off the end of their butthole.
It couldn't be that big of a turd.
That's a pretty big turd for a sea monkey.
I found out that a scorpion's asshole is on that thing at the end of its tail where its stinger is.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. So not only is it's stinging you with its asshole.
Is it a cloaca?
Scorpions are fucking dicks.
Is it like a cloaca or something?
I don't think so. I think it's just an asshole. It was described as the scorpion's anus.
A pointy asshole that it can shoot poison out of?
Yeah. I mean, it's a different thing. It's just next to the...
Oh, okay.
It's next to the asshole. Dark Lorelei says, you should add balut as a drop on the farm. A bad food, like ghoul goulash, maybe. What's balut? Wasn't that no bear idea. From Tailspin?
I think that was a balut for... No. I don't know.
Balut is fertilized duck egg with a nearly developed embryo inside that is boiled and eaten in the shell.
Nice.
Wow.
That's foul.
Ho ho ho!
Oh, goddamn.
Are you looking at the picture on Wikipedia?
No, I
made a pun.
I inadvertently made a pun.
I get it.
I apologize.
Oh man, Riff, you'd like it. It's served with vinegar.
Is it malt vinegar? Because I like that.
It's a goddamn duck embryo with the little...
Yeah, I'm
yolk still attached.
I'd go for those freakish ass Chinese 100-year-old eggs before I'd go for that.
Trying to find my way back out of that pit.
The Arcus Chancellor says, "Guys, I love your game. It completely clears me from boredom. Plus, I love all the new content. Excellent. I love you guys." Well, thank you.
Yay.
We try our hardest and do our best. The best that ever was.
Hugbot says, "Are hugs really better than drugs?"
No. Do more drugs. I mean, don't do more drugs. Drugs are bad.
Winners don't use drugs. Winners don't get hugs either.
Yeah.
Everybody's too jealous of them.
But quitters never win.
You can't get a hug up on that pedestal. Cheaters never prosper.
Their pants are also on fire, which I hear is dreadfully uncomfortable.
I thought cheaters' pants were on the heater.
I don't know. But, oh, no, liars' pants are on fire. Right, right. I guess cheating and lying aren't necessarily that far apart.
You know, don't lie, steal, and cheat from everybody.
Yeah. Because we gotta have computers.
Oh, boy. That sounds
good.
Go
on for a while.
Thoughtstipated says, "Where has Scully been? You guys haven't hosted a show together in forever. When do you think this might happen again?" Scully's been off at his hippie free love fest in the forest that he does every year. Probably doing a lot of spanking.
And being spanked, maybe.
Being spanked and spanking.
Spank, 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 spank.
Singing the noob song about how he's going to give you some spanks to everyone. Istanbul says, "Today's updates make me happy in the pants. Thank you."
And that's one thing we go for. It's making people happy in the pants.
That's right.
Thoughts Debated says, "The Beerapult is shown as a three-handed weapon, but there appear to be four strings to hold on to. Care to explain this?"
You hold one with your mouth. See what I did there?
Right. Then how do you pull the thing back? I imagined it took three people.
Yeah.
Camel Heel says, "More character classes, please." But he spelled it M-O-A-R.
I think that's a standard Lolcat spelling of more.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
I see.
But I do agree that... I think there should be some way to unlock the Radish Dancer. I'm not serious.
I didn't think Radish Dancer was all that funny.
I think it was.
So basically, it's
I thought it was a nice. It fit in well to the rest of the classes.
Well, at least the three that you could choose your own adventure anyway.
Yeah.
You only picked three, right?
Yeah. It was the three we didn't use in the first one.
Oh, I thought we used all six in the first one.
Nope.
Oh. All right, then. Shows what I know.
QOV says, "I won't be listening to the show tonight because I'm doing my first NS13 Ascension completely spoiler-free. It's lonely in here with no chatter forums, though. Now I can have the warm, fuzzy feeling that somewhere out there, loathers are mocking me."
I pointed at your question. I don't think you saw that. Because, you know, laughing at someone is one thing, but pointing and laughing is a whole other matter, mister.
Steve-O-56 says, "I've noticed that the sandcastle doesn't have toilet paper or brick images, and in response to Mr. Skullhead's comment from a few weeks ago, I built mine entirely rather than buy it. I put hot stuff on the case of making the toilet paper image for the sandcastle." Do the individual dwellings need some kind of image for bricks?
I don't think so.
I thought it was all just a broken window.
Yeah, it's always a broken window, even if it's a tent.
Yeah.
It'll say that poke the window of your movie Sport 10 if you do it. That was on purpose.
Mars the Info Mage also clamored for the Around the World quest to be doable after the level 12 quest.
Aqueous says, how about a Law Elemental in the Valley Beyond the Orc Chasm? Maybe it could be a semi-rare monster, even though there already is one, that drops Lawler Skates or Pwn Cakes. I think I would rather have it drop Corn Pwn than Pwn Cakes. Fill These Shopper says, so what's the possibility of getting rid of that damn wheel in the pyramid after the quest is done? That's actually a pretty good idea.
I don't remember which
one. Not letting you turn the wheel after you've already unlocked the way to the... Because that way you couldn't get another token and another bomb the way that you can now. MK Freak says, hey, Jick and Riff and or Xenophobe, this is the only online game I've stuck with for more than a year. Most of them I get bored after a couple months and quit. Well, good.
Well, hooray.
That just means you're thoroughly addicted. I mean,
that's
thanks
right.
for playing.
Astariel Lirael Liri Liratza? Backwards? Can you blow up the wheel after the level 11 quest? Because the lower chambers are useless, and then it would be interesting.
I like the idea of blowing it up rather than just removing it.
Yeah. You get all pissed off and blow it up.
Yeah, you go nuts on the wheel, and it just dies. Dude, you keep going all nuts on it.
Bizcut says, how complicated was the fight script when it first came out? I'm thinking of making a little pet project and just wondering if it may be above my skill level. That was very easy to... It was very easy to write in the first place.
It's much harder to maintain than it was to write, I'm sure. Because there's just, like, all these weird exception cases.
Yeah, I mean, it's just far more complicated because you wouldn't just sit down and write something like it all at once now.
Yeah, and that's not the way that we did it. Or I assume that you did it.
No, that's not the way that I did it.
The basic mechanism of combat is not very complicated.
Pseudo says, hello there, guys. I've wondered for years what the fat stacks of cash image is. Can you explain what we're looking at in that image?
Fat
piles of bills.
Yeah.
It's fat stacks of cash. Duh. Let's see.
Boo Boo says, hey guys, what is your favorite Zelda game? Mine is Link to the Past. I like the original Game Boy one, the one...
Link's Awakening?
Yeah. That was my favorite Zelda.
I played that a hell of a lot, although that's partly because I had a Game Boy, but no other console.
Yeah. No, that was by far my favorite. It wasn't just because you could throw bomb arrows.
I think I still think I like A Link to the Past better than anything else. That's the one that I would be most likely to go back and play again now.
I've still never actually finished it. But I don't finish many video games.
We need to get you to finish Psychonauts. You would really like the ending.
I'm going to have to start over.
Oh, that sucks.
So, I was wandering around, and I saw that Heroes of Might and Magic 5 got cheap, so I bought it. And I was playing it yesterday, and as near as I can tell, there is a bug that renders the second level of the tutorial unwinnable.
Awesome. No wonder it was so cheap then.
And what the fuck? And then I was like, oh, let's see if there have been any patches, not realizing, it seems like a game that came out this year would automatically check for patches on the internet, but, turns out there have been 5. Since it came out, I downloaded the most recent one, and it says, oh, you need to apply the next most recent patch before you can. Fucking awesome. So, I downloaded the most recent 3, which I think is supposed to be enough, but I haven't actually tried it yet. That's seriously the kind of thing, though, that I don't know that I'm ever going to bother with it.
Yeah, that would piss me.
It could be that there's just something that I didn't find, right? But it was an incredibly simple mission. Right. Have you ever played any of the Heroes of Might and Magic games? They're interesting. They're like turn-based strategy. Fantasy kind of tactical combat mixed with a resource gathering and management on an overworld map. But your goals were to like build something in your town and then kill all of the enemy's scouts. And the enemy doesn't have any towns. The enemy isn't doing anything for the entire time. So you're just... it's very much like a tutorial. You're running around, it's teaching you about the different resources, you gather them, you build the shit you gotta build, and then I even read a walkthrough, and it was like, first you go kill these demons, and then right on the other side of the demons is the computer player's, like, hero that you have to kill, and there's just fucking nothing there.
Huh.
So I don't know. I'll have to see if the goddamn save game is compatible after I patch it.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I'm playing NetHack right now. It's awesome.
What you doing?
I started a Valkyrie.
That's pretty much what I always play.
Yeah, Valkyrie and Chaotic Barbarians are the easiest classes.
Why Chaotic Barbarians?
Because you can use get Stormbringer, which is an awesome black drinky sword.
I see.
The only downside is that it doesn't. Whenever you're wielding it, it will no longer prompt you if you move into a friendly target.
I see.
So, like, you went to a shopkeeper, it automatically attacked.
I see. But how do you actually get those? I've never gotten them except by wishes.
You, if you altar hand, if you find an altar and then either kill monsters and bring them there, or summon monsters and sacrifice them, and you have a luck stone. You have to have a luck stone, pretty much.
I see.
If you keep doing that, eventually your god will be like, "Hey, you're totally awesome. Here's some cool stuff."
I see.
I think if you get crowned, you can do it too, which is basically you give yourself max luck, and then you pray at an altar, and then sometimes it will crown you, and you'll get resistances to almost everything, and you get, if you're chaotic, you get Stormbringer, and then your prayer timeouts go up really high.
I see, because they don't want you to bother them anymore?
Yeah, like, you are our mortal champion, fuck off, basically. You shouldn't need us anymore. Yeah, NetHack, alt.org is back online. That made me really happy. And they had a server crash or some shit.
Really?
And it made me sad because I couldn't play NetHack anymore.
I've just never bothered to go back into PuTTY and get it set up to where it actually looks good.
It's not hard.
Yeah, I know.
One setting.
I just don't remember how to do it.
Window translation CP 437.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Not that you will remember that past the show, I'm sure, but...
Yeah. Window translation, huh?
Because
I would, I mean, I feel like, you know, I occasionally play NetHack now, and I have to download it on every computer that I want to play it on, but I would totally play it more.
Yeah, I always play it on a cellnet thing. That's one, because people can watch me play, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And two, just because it kind of keeps me honest. I can't save scum or mode or anything like that.
And the fact that your scores are actually, like, the high score list actually means something when you look at it.
Not that it's the high score lists are saleable on the server, but...
Right, well, but, I mean, you can at least see other people's names and how they died, you know?
Yeah.
Trouble is, I just don't want to be much better at NetHack than I am, and I'm not good enough to actually accomplish anything. Also, I've got to figure out how to fucking change the character set so that I can actually play Sokoban. I've tried in all the last few games that I've played.
Well, why can't you play Sokoban?
I can't see it right with the boulders being the apostrophes.
Change your boulders to zeros.
Yeah. I just don't remember how.
I'll handily link to my NetHack RC.
Oh, okay. Can you load that somehow on alt.org, though?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
There's a built in. You can do it two ways. I think there's a web-based one, which I've never used. And then there's a sort of a V clone that's safe for shells that's built into the menu screen that you can use to edit your NetHack RC.
I am Soup Combust sends a scan of his favorite blank white card that he made, which is Shadow Puppet Porn plus 650.
There you go. I sent you a link to my NetHack RC.
Well, okay.
If any of you are listening and want to watch me die, you can telnet to nethack.alt.org and watch player Pearl Zealot.
Do you actually have to create an account on...
Yeah, but it's just so that way you have a name.
I see.
So that way they can save your NetHack RC and stuff.
Right.
You don't have to create an account to watch me play, but you have to create an account to...
I don't remember if I made an account or not.
I don't know. Maybe not. I know you've watched me play before.
Yeah, no, I definitely have. I've definitely played on there before. And Naked Juice says, Jake, did you really ask Carl Dark if you could use his avatar for the Crossroads trophy picture? Yeah, because he was on. If he hadn't been online at the time, I probably would have just done it without asking him. But and then I forgot that I had actually used it before for something else without asking him. So. He's also, please play Hopeless Bleak Despair. I don't know if I have... I bet I do. What's that on? Mink Car? Yeah. All right. I will go out on Hopeless Bleak Despair. I've had Memo to Human Resources stuck in my head the entire time that I was moving, and I don't really understand why.
Ooh, it's a scroll shop.
Di Vernon says, is there any difference in the severity of the inventory table hit if somebody has 1,000 of everything as opposed to 1 of everything? Not at all.
If you're loading your inventory screen, it will take a little bit longer for you to download it.
I guess because there are more digits on the display.
Yeah.
And then he says, now that the inventory is in ODB, does having a huge inventory slow anything down for anyone else besides you? I don't believe so. It shouldn't, at least. Zabor says, thanks for the retroactive rule change, pulling casuals off the normal Ascensions boards. The whiners about the purity who had machines playing their turns in NS11 must be very happy now. The barrier to entry on that board has been raised to nigh impossibility. Well, I mean, the thing is, that leaderboard was never supposed to show casual runs. It's not like we changed the rules, we just forgotten to implement the rules in the first place. Cool Dude 4 says, what kind of new familiars are coming out and where can we find them? None. I kind of don't want to do any new familiars that aren't items of the month for a while because there are just too many goddamn familiars. Rhett Boy says, please make the hippie slash frat bounties available after the level 12 quest is complete. Thank you. The trouble with that is that there are different numbers of monsters in the zones after that. I think that I'm just going to have to say no on that rather than try and figure out a way to do it because, yeah. Jarko Lives says, dear Radio Bugbear, why are Jick Riff and the Absent Zeno so awesome? Well, the Absent Zeno is awesome because he came back.
Yeah, I'm here.
Gleeb says, is there a reason we can't drop softcore into casual? Not really. We just couldn't... We didn't really want to spend a whole lot of time thinking about that ahead of time, so we were just like, eh, you know what? We'll deal with this later. And that's kind of fine. E2K says, hey guys, any chance of being able to conscientiously object for 2,000 turns instead of doing the level 12 quest? Ashlon says, love the beanbag for Ascensions. Any chance you could get a crescent moon picture for bad moon Ascensions instead of a hardcore X? Yeah, I actually meant to do that.
That would be cool. Can it drip blood and have a lens flare?
Everything in the game drips blood and has lens flares.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't installed that plugin?
All right.
Firefox?
Oh, man. Now somebody's going to do one.
I don't know that would actually be possible. Anyway, thanks to Oxbarn for suggesting the beanbag chair for casual Ascensions. That's a good picture.
I like that better than the marshmallow that people were wanting, because it's easier to tell it's a beanbag chair than like a marshmallow.
John Patrick MCP says, is there any way to stop getting lead necklaces in the arena? I just got the new familiar, and I like the concept of the familiar equipment, but it's frustrating when you have to spend 20 or even 30 turns in the arena to get a replacement wand. It would be nice if you only got the lead necklace if you did, if you lost a fight and would get your familiar equipment if you had 10 wins in a row. Oh, I see. Huh. That's kind of interesting, actually. But I think I'm going to leave it the way that it is for now, just because it's not, you know, there needs to be some randomness there, or it's not exciting. It's not addictive. If we don't have the Skinner box mechanism.
Right. Yeah.
No, you have to keep pushing that button to get your
or
chocolate or whatever.
Your food tablet.
Yeah.
Tiny Plastic Thok says, in the adventure up in the hippo room, where are the first two choices in the opposite order to the reference song? I don't even know what that is, man. I'm gonna take a look at that. I'm assuming that's a choice adventure up in the...
So I wonder how long before the show turns into Ask Xenophobe what the hell he's doing.
I don't know. It's going to be over by that point. I see. You know, I noticed that Scully had done that. I think the reason, though, was because of... I spent a little bit of time on that, and I hope that I didn't fuck this up, because you'll know and tell me, and then I'll feel really bad about it, about the time that I spent on it. Making it so that all of the... like in every choice in the Wormwood, there's like a muscle thing, a miss thing, and a mox thing, and I tried to sort of magic square them across the entire choice adventure maze, so that the different paths all were like a first choice, a second choice, and a third choice, but not necessarily in that order. The different correct paths, at least. And that's probably why that's like that. Although, you could have probably reversed those lyrics and I wouldn't have realized. Nah, I would have. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. Yeah, that sounds better. Fake Cow says, will you ever implement casual core leaderboards? No.
Kind of the idea of casual is that there's no pressure.
Surflex says, the arid extra dry desert pack practically screams for a reference to the angry sun. Is there no love for Mario Brothers 3? I like Super Mario 3. Fake Cow says, if I donate $40, will I receive 4 Mr. Accessories or do I only get 1? Y'all get 4. EE2K says, how about having a hilarious object with a power level of 9,000? That's impossible. Perhaps one that always misses, like the buzzer. We could create an item that had a power man of 5,000.
I don't get that.
And that band, Power Man 5,000. Yeah. Turns out the lead singer, Spider, is Rob Zombie's brother.
Oh, really?
Spider Zombie. But he just goes by Spider. He doesn't go by Spider Zombie. Madame Defarge says, welcome back, Chick. Hey, thanks. Thank you for all the fabulous updates today. Much appreciated. Will there ever be links back to McMillican Cuddy's farm after you kill all the ducks in one area? Yeah. Huh. Weird. Fineldar says, Jick, are those scorpions coming from that hole in your bathroom that never got fixed? And scorpions can get upstairs and walls, and they will, just because... and then he didn't say anything else after that. Oh, and scorpions aren't that bad. It's getting a snake bite on your ass. You see snakes in Texas. I don't know. From the way Wikipedia described what these scorpions in Arizona can do, I really don't want to get stung by one. I mean, if I do, it's almost undoubtedly going to be on my foot, right? Which I gotta imagine is better than, like, getting stung in the jugular. Or, like, in the eye. But...
What crawls into your ear and stings you directly on the brain?
Like, because Ricardo Montalban dropped it in there. Anyway, they're not coming from the hole in the bathroom, because, It's a different house. So I really hope that they're not just following me. And also, that there wasn't a hole big enough for scorpions to get through, unless they were tiny little baby scorpions living in the rafters. Or maybe whitewater rafting. Man, if scorpions could figure out how to build boats, you could just never be safe. Because right now, I could build a moat.
Yeah.
And then probably be okay.
Although get a houseboat.
And Wikipedia suggests that they get into your house by climbing up into trees and coming down on the roof. Which, what, like, fuck that noise.
Explosion there is just to cut down all the trees in your yard.
Yeah.
But I like trees.
But they're scorpion sympathizers.
I guess that's true. But they're also sun shields. It is fucking hot here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, really.
No way.
Ack 47 says, have you ever played any of the Roller Coaster Tycoon series? Yeah, I enjoyed the first one. And then I bought the second one and had some sort of technical problems with it and never really played it that much. It was just some weird thing. Because I really enjoyed playing the, like, scenarios where you had to, start with a park and do certain things. I don't know that I like the sort of micromanagement directions. Mojotech says, hey, maybe if people leave the game for a month or something, you can have 2 to 100 plus scorpions spawn in their campsite. Fred Levi says, is Zach Johnson the golfer, one of the Zach Johnsons of the world that you tried to unite? I don't know. If he had an email address back then and was searchable on Bigfoot, then probably. But that I was so sad that I only got one response and it was some dipshit. Maybe that was him. Maybe he was the dipshit. Why, yes, my name is Zach Johnson. Lol. Yukon says, how about after you defeat 200 rock scorpions, you could fight Scorpion from Mortal Kombat and have him drop the Scorpion Catapult? Ashelon says, the jam band flyers, you get different messages, but the rock band flyers, you only get the first message until you get finished. Bug? Yes. And I should fix that. Big is land.
Is land.
I'm guessing that what I did was... Yeah, so it's hippie flyers divided by flyer goal, and then, yep, the frat one is also basing it on the hippie flyers flag. There was a lot of, Wait, is it called frat flyers? Yeah, it is. Well, that sucks, because I have a feeling that most of the people doing that quest were doing it on the frat side, because that was the sort of obvious way to start it. And, yeah. Thank you, Ashlyn. I'm really surprised that didn't get reported before now. Fineldar says, I like the non-combats going into the crypt fight, making it easier to prepare and stuff if you lose, but the guys in the boss bat place is annoying. The bodyguards are as strong as the boss, and you have to heal every time until you actually get the boss. You know, you say that, and yet there was one person, and I just don't fucking understand people. I was up until like 4 in the morning reading the forums the night before last, because I just hadn't read the forums in a long time. And there were, you know, a relatively large number of like pretty drawn out but not nearly as flamey, you know, sort of legitimate complaints about stuff and sort of, you know, musings on the state of the game. And so I was reading all of that stuff and taking it to heart. And somebody was like, they were bitching about some content that got added and saying, why couldn't they have added more interesting content like the boss bat bodyguards? And like that literally was like 30 seconds of work. And it was not, there was no thought put into it. I don't know. That's weird. You know, I mean, that's the thing. For some reason I knew that people were going to like the delays in the crypt, even though they're just as much like artificial delays, but they're artificial delays that introduce kind of a neat trick for beating those things, right? Which is fun, I guess. And I don't know. I guess I can't really tell what it is that differentiates that from some of the other delays that we've inserted, you know, that pisses people off about some of the roadblocks but not the others. Part of it was anything that was Mr. Mag's idea really bothers people a lot, as it turns out, because Mr. Mag knew a lot of really good ways to slow things down, right? I mean, because he was, you know, he's a guy with a pretty broad and deep understanding of the way that flows through Ascension runs go, and he was responsible for the big monster level nerf that pisses everybody off, I think, and and he was responsible for the cave in at McLarge Huge. Which, you know, was just, it was kind of a good idea. The thing is, we gave you a lot of, you know, things that require extra pulls, and we gave you a lot of extra pulls by slowing the game down, you know, so I mean, that's, they're all things that, you know, and I maintain that all of the changes that we made, if things had always been like this, nobody would say that it's bad design. I think you can say that you don't like it relative to the way things were before, and you can be right about that, but... You know, there are definitely some places that I sort of thoughtlessly introduced a lot of extra RNG swing. And, you know, the updates today to the Pirates and the Dungeons of Doom were, you know, a little ways down the road towards mitigating that. But, you know, I need to deal with the Hidden Temple opening mechanic. But... Mythman611 points out that Xenophobe's favorite booze today is I Love Me Volume 1. I'm gonna get off the radio.
Sounds like a decent idea. I died. It was great. My Valkyrie got bitch slapped by a paper golem.
A paper golem?
Yeah.
Well. Alright. See you on Thursday, kids.
See ya.
See ya.
I never knew what everybody meant by endless hopeless grief, despair, until one day when I found out the first time I ever left my house, it saw me and followed me home and stayed with me for my whole life. For years and years I wandered the earth, condemned to a life of bleak despair. Then one day I looked around and found it had disappeared.